USA Radio News.
The U.S. military is warning that China is rapidly building a large force of space weapons, including sophisticated anti-satellite missiles, lasers, jammers, orbiting killer robots, and cyber tools to blind and deafen a war enemy. The Pentagon released details of Beijing's growing space arms arsenal last week in its annual report to Congress on the Chinese military. The New York Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled from this time a year ago. The 125% rise came the same month the artist formerly known as Kanye West unleashed a slew of comments online and in interviews. And Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving was suspended and has lost multiple endorsements for, quote, conduct detrimental to the team after sharing a link on social media to an anti-Semitic movie. In Hawaii, Mother Nature is fighting off the winter with warmth, the way only she can.
Lava continues to slowly advance toward a key highway on Hawaii's Big Island. On Sunday, David Phillips of the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said lava is about 2.4 miles from Daniel K. Inouye Highway. As for the more than week-old Mauna Loa eruption, lava is still spewing out of fissure number 3. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And in the Hollywood Hills, many are solemn tonight. Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. Alley rose to fame in 1987 when she starred as Rebecca Howe on NBC's Cheers, a role for which she earned a Golden Globe and an Emmy. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Runoff elections in the state of Georgia take place on Tuesday to decide not just who will be the state's second senator, but which party will take that final seat in Congress, which right now is split with 50 Democrats and 49 Republicans. Meanwhile in Washington,
lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a scientist named Andrew Huff of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research, now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for the lab leak as early as 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.